Sir, can we start?
We can start.
So, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the investor call of Link Limited, hosted by Equirus Securities to discuss the recent joint venture formations of Link Limited with Mitsubishi Pencil. From the management, we have Mr. Deepak Jalan, Managing Director, Mr. N.K. Dujari, Director of Finance and CFO, Mr. Sanjeev Sancheti from Uterus Advisors. Now, I'll hand over the call to Mr. Deepak for the opening remarks, and post which we can begin with the question and answer. Over to you, Deepak, sir.
Thank you, and good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Link Limited conference call regarding our strategic joint venture with Mitsubishi Pencil Company Limited of Japan. We appreciate your participation today. We are excited to announce a strategic joint venture with Mitsubishi Pencil Company Japan, a global leader in the writing instruments industry, with an annual turnover exceeding $500 million. This partnership enhances our 30-year exclusive collaboration with Mitsubishi, combining their advanced Japanese technology with our market expertise to bring innovative and affordable products to Indian consumers. For over three decades, we have exclusively distributed Mitsubishi's popular Uni and Uni-Ball products in India. This new joint venture solidifies our relationship and enables us to take the next leap forward by combining Mitsubishi's renowned precision engineering with Link's extensive distribution network. Currently, Uni-Ball products are priced above rupees 50 and above, with our best-selling product at rupees 80. So the largest selling product is at rupees 80. The 60 to 120 rupee price segment in India is valued at approximately 500 crores, with Uni-Ball having a market share of about 15%. With the formation of this joint venture, we are positioned to introduce Uni-Ball products in the rupees 20 to rupees 50 price range, a segment where the brand is currently not present. This price category is also worth more than 500 crore rupees and is expanding rapidly. The joint venture will focus on local manufacturing, helping to reduce production costs while maintaining global standards of quality. The JV will serve as a platform for exports as well. I will now hand over the call to Mr. N.K. Dujari, Director of Finance and CFO, Link Limited, who will provide deeper insights into our joint venture. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Jalan. Good afternoon, everyone. I appreciate your attendance today. The joint venture represents a significant commitment with a capital investment of 20 crores. Mitsubishi will hold 51% stake and Link will retain 49%. The board will consist of three members with two directors from Mitsubishi and one from Link. The headquarters will be located in Gujarat, India, with setting up operations set to begin in January 2025 and business activity projected from July 2025. The initial focus will be on production of pens, leveraging both companies' expertise to deliver top-tier products. Currently, Mitsubishi Pencil Company is holding 13.45% stake in Link Limited, our company. Thank you.
We can now hand it over for the Q&A. Equirus team, can you please open the Q&A session?
Yeah, thank you. Participants, if you have any question, you can use the raise hand feature. After which I'll unmute your line and then you can go ahead with the question. So while asking the question, please introduce yourself. So we'll wait for a moment for the question queue. So we have a question from Ms. Grishma Shah. Ma'am, your line is unmuted. Please introduce yourself and your company name before asking the question. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. I am Grishma Shah from Envision Capital. Thanks for taking my question. I was late by 2 minutes, so if you could, highlight what product segments will the Uniball range of or the Mitsubishi range of products will be introduced, and what is the kind of growth rate that segment is going to currently experiencing?
So, Grishma, thank you for question. So we intend to produce a range of ball pens, gel pens, and roller pens under this JV. And these will be totally different products than what we are currently distributing and marketing in India. So this will be a new range in a new price segment. So currently, Uniball's largest selling products are in the rupees 80 and 100 price point, whereas the products which we intend to produce in the JV would be in the range of rupees 20 to 50. So this is a totally new segment for Uniball brand. And so this price segment, if we talk about 20 to 50 price point, would be about 500 crore market size, which is rapidly expanding. So Uniball is totally absent in this price segment. And so we intend to have anything between say 10 to 15% market share to begin with in this price segment.
And maybe sometime next year, second quarter is when these numbers will start flowing in our P&L.
So, Krishma, so we intend to start manufacturing from July 2025. So, yes, by second quarter, things will start happening.
Okay, and it's a 20 crore investment, is what I heard correctly?
Yeah, Krishna. So initial investment, is 20 crores, which can, increase as the things, progress. So this is our initial, target.
So the initial investment is in plant and machinery?
So, the factory is a leased property, so there is investment in the land and construction, and so the entire investment would be made mostly in the molds and assembly machines, mostly in these.
And I mean, so similar 20 crore investment will be done by the Japanese partner?
Total is 20 crores. So for the JV.
So you can
So it's
use 10,
like 50-50,
around 10 crores.
Right.
Okay. And then the working capital investments will be separate?
So working capital will be mostly bank funded, and working capital requirement should not be too high.
Correct.
Because most of the product will be sold to Link Limited only.
Okay. And are the margins better in these price points, or they would be at the company level?
So basically, the current margins which we enjoy in Mitsubishi products, Link Limited will have similar margins, and even the JV will also have similar margins.
So, Grishma, just to explain you the structure, it is the manufacturing JV. It will earn the manufacturing profit, which would be like similar to what Link's manufacturing has. Plus, presently, there is certain margin which Link enjoys in selling Mitsubishi. So all the production for the domestic market will be sold to Link Limited, and Link Limited will then again have a similar kind of an earning in Link itself. So there are two services. Manufacturing margin will remain in JV. We will get a 49% share of that.
Yes.
And this rev then the and the marketing revenue will come completely 100% into Link.
But see, on consolidation, something will get netted off, right?
No. So consolidation for a JV will happen not line by line. So what will happen is that the profits, the share of profit of the JV
Yes.
will come in the Link. So let's say we earn
Come as a
about
line item,
the other
single
line
item.
item, the single line item,
Okay.
plus whatever is sold by Link, obviously is already coming in the revenue, the new products will also come into that.
Okay. And currently, does it cannibalize our current portfolio under the Link brand, or we don't have this price segment at all?
So we are currently not so present in this price segment, even though we have launched few products in this price segment. But both the Link and Uniball brands in this price segment will grow simultaneously and will coexist. That's the plan.
Okay. Fine. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We have a next question from Shubhankar Oja. So you can unmute yourself, introduce yourself, and go ahead with the question. Your line has been unmuted.
Hey, hi. So I had a basically similar question with respect to this 20 to 50 rupees price range product. I think where, see, we have Pentonic, two products, I think, in that particular range, 20 rupees, and we are coming out 40 rupees also. Are we not going to, can they coexist? That's the first question. And secondly, are we not basically, favoring Uniball in place of our own brand?
So, Mr. Oja, of course, your question is little pertinent, but our industry operates in terms of range and choice for the consumer. So, so we'll have a bigger portfolio in this price segment. So the chances of our products, whether it is Uniball or Link Pentonic, we will have more opportunity, to be picked up by the consumer. So we will be able to offer a larger bouquet in this price segment.
Okay, all right, great. And secondly, so with respect to the exports, I think that is where we have not been doing so good over the last few years, if I may say so. Is there any change that is going to happen with the introduction of this new JV?
So this is the best part of this joint venture, because Mitsubishi is not present in this price segment worldwide. So with the Indian manufacturing, they'll be able to offer products to international market at this price point, which is a most exciting part of this joint venture.
Great, great. I think that is what I was looking for because I think that probably is going to push some exports, which has not been so vibrant for us for the last few years, I think.
So even for exports of Link and Pentonic, we are doing a lot of seeding work, and you'll be able to see the benefits in future. So of course, in international markets, it takes a little longer time, and but you will definitely see benefits of what we are currently seeding.
And also, Shubhankar, with this Mitsubishi brand at the price point which we are now going to produce, the opportunity globally is actually limitless.
Correct. No, I got that. thank you so much, and best of luck, sir. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Participants, if you have any question, you can use the raise hand feature. So we have a question from Jatinder Agarwal. Sir, you can unmute yourself. Please introduce yourself and go ahead with the question.
Hello, sir.
Hi.
I I sent you the questions yesterday,
Yes.
but I'll and I missed the first 10 minutes, so I'm so sorry.
No problem.
So I'll just take each of those questions again. Is that okay?
All right. So would you like to ask the question?
Sir, how big is this market for pens, which is in the price range of 60 to 120 odd or so?
So, Mr. Agarwal, I just clarified that, you know, currently we are in the 60 to 120 price segment with Mitsubishi products or Uniball products.
Right.
And this market size is expected to be around 500 crore rupees.
Okay.
And we have about 15% market share in this price segment with Mitsubishi products.
Okay.
The best part is that 20 to 50 rupee price segment where Uniball is currently not present, and Link and Pentonic have just started their, you know, beginning in this price segment. And this 20 to 50 rupee price segment is also around 500 crores, but growing rapidly. So, you know, people, consumers are shifting from 10 rupees to 20 rupees and above. So this is a very interesting price segment where we would be launching these Uniball products, which will be produced under this deal.
Okay. And so what is the estimated capital investment for this JV?
So initially, Sagarwal, initial investment is estimated at around 20 crores. And then, you know, we will increase it as the things progress. So
20 crores is from your side?
No, that's the total JV investment.
Okay. And this, so this is basically for land and machinery, everything, is it?
Actually, we are starting with a leased, property. Leased.
Okay.
It is near Ahmedabad in a Japanese, industrial park. So
okay.
There is no investment in, land and building.
Okay.
And so the entire investment would be in the molds and machineries.
Okay. And so what should be the asset turn that you think this business will achieve?
So we estimated that it would be anything between 8 to 10 times minimum.
So this can potentially do about 200 crore sales, is it?
Yeah, with this investment, yes.
Okay. And any idea? Because so one is that, you know, you're already currently selling Mitsubishi products, right?
Right.
So this 200 will include what you're already existing?
No. So
then,
these are totally new products which we are designing and developing for Indian market.
Okay.
Here for that price point. So that,
okay.
As I mentioned, that the 80 rupee is our largest selling price point. So those
okay.
products we will continue to import from Japan.
Okay.
This will be
so basically, so they are not sharing the molds or whatever for their existing designs.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Not at this point of time. It may be in the future, but not at this point.
Got it. And so basically, if obviously, like if I use the logic, right, that if you make it in India, right, theoretically, that cost should be lower than what you import the same pen for, right?
Absolutely.
So let's assume, I will give you a very hypothetical example. The pen that sells for, let's say, 80 rupees.
Yes.
Right? And the manufacturing cost is, let's say, 40.
Okay.
It comes to India at 60, and then whatever is the markup and whatever is there in the system. So if theoretically Uniball is to make this pen in Japan for, let's say, 40 rupees, what will be the same cost that you make the pen in India for?
So, Mr. Agarwal, I'll make it very simple. a pen which we import currently from Japan and which we sell at 80 rupees MRP,
Okay.
if we make similar product in India, which we will be making, of course, we will be able to offer at 50 rupees MRP.
So exactly is what my question was, right? So the imports will get substituted by this product range that will come into the market.
Not really. There may be little bit of cannibalization, but yeah, these are totally new products, which will not actually affect our existing range.
And by when do you expect these operations to start in terms
So
of actual sales?
we expect the production to start from July 25.
And so this JV will also export, right? Or
Yes. So that's I mentioned to the earlier
one of the
participant
questions, right?
that is the best part of it, that Mitsubishi does not have any product in this price segment.
Okay.
So product which is produced in India will open up a totally new price segment for them,
Okay.
the national market. So I think this is the best part of this JV.
So the existing selling agreement that will continue, right? So the JV will produce, they will add up their margin, they will sell it to Link, and then Link will go and sell it in the market, at least for India.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And for overseas, the JV will directly send it to Mitsubishi and then they will do the marketing.
Perfect, perfect, yeah.
So you don't tend to benefit in terms of trying to understand or trying to leverage their marketing platforms. That will not happen for Link as such. Or will it happen?
For exports?
No, one is for exports. So one is that you will export directly the Mitsubishi branded product, right?
Right.
But you also today export the Pentonic brand, right?
Right, yes.
But today your distribution network is built on your own strength,
Yes, definitely.
right? So will this JV enable you to leverage Mitsubishi's distribution strength and also push your Pentonic pens into that same dealer channel is what I'm asking.
So basically overseas market we're talking about, right?
Yes.
So actually, that is not likely to happen. Why? Because the JV itself will be producing products under Uniball brand
Okay.
at similar price point. So
Okay.
like to leverage their network for the
Pentonic.
products which are produced in India.
Okay.
Sir, may I request you to
And
get back
sir,
in the question queue because we
I
have a
have just two more questions.
Okay.
Sorry. This JV will only make pens, or because Uniball also has other stationery like markers and felt pens.
So initially our plan is to produce a range of ball pen, gel pen, and a roller pen.
Okay.
So these would be really starting with these three products, and
Okay.
then gradually, once we progress, maybe we can expand the range.
And my last question is very basic. Other than Japan, where Mitsubishi makes pens, is there any other country where they have such an arrangement in terms of a JV
So
or?
they have manufacturing in China and Vietnam.
Okay.
They're recent, manufacturing.
Okay.
So they are like some specific products, not the
Entire.
not the popular range, but some specific products.
So they don't have any JV or like a joint arrangement with anyone as such, anywhere else.
No.
Perfect. That is good enough, sir. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Mr. Agarwal. Thank
Thanks, Mr.
So we have a question from Pragati Khatse. Ma'am, your line has been unmuted. You can introduce yourself and go ahead with the question.
Yeah, thanks. So, Mr. Jalan, just wanted to understand, you know, when you kind of worked out the contours of this agreement for the JV with Mitsubishi, you would have internally mapped out the opportunity size, especially on the export size, export side, right? So I just wanted to understand, you know, what kind of opportunity do you see in the exports market?
Yeah, so Pragati, I already explained this because, you know, Mitsubishi, they do not have, see, we will be launching products in the price range of 20 to 50 rupees in Indian market. And, so, and this price segment, Mitsubishi is not present in this price segment globally because all most of their products are above 50 rupees, you know, price in the above 50 rupee price point. So I think this is some great opportunity for Mitsubishi and for this joint venture to offer products at in this price segment to the international market.
Yeah, I appreciate that, sir. What I'm trying to understand is that have you kind of come up with a number that, okay, this is the opportunity size? Secondly, what I would like to understand is what are the markets that you will be primarily targeting, you know, to begin with? I mean, will there be a larger focus, let's say, on LATAM or Africa? What is it likely to be through the Mitsubishi marketing channel?
Yeah, so we are still working on, you know, detailed working, but definitely, you know, we would like to start from the Southeast Asian market, you know, so it's a large market for them. And since they don't have a product in this price segment, you know, we could immediately start off in this part of the world.
Sure. And in terms of the R&D efforts, you know, that are ongoing and you've been trying to, you know, you came up with Pentonic and you've been kind of continuing your efforts before this JV to cover the price points beyond 20. I mean, you've already launched a few products, but that was your endeavor. Now, what happens to, I mean, how seriously will the R&D efforts kind of happen in Link? I think that's the concern in you know, our mind. So if you could just talk about that, and also who will be manning this JV from our side? Will you be making any hires, or you know, in terms of management bandwidth, how are you going to address this?
Certainly. So first question, which is quite you know, obvious, that there could be you know, anxiety or possibility of, you know, cannibalizing products of Link and Uniball. But as I also mentioned earlier, that, you know, first of all, this 20 to 50 rupee price segment is growing more rapidly. It is expanding because consumers are, you know, upgrading themselves from 10 rupees to 20 rupees and above. So that's a big opportunity. So from 20 to 50 rupees price point is going to expand quite rapidly. And typically the consumers in this category, they look for a choice. So if you go to a stationery shop, you will find 100 products at the counter of the retail shop. So if we have a large bouquet of products combined, you know, Link, Pentonic and Uniball, I think we will have a better, better possibility of our product being picked up by the consumer. So that's the opportunity we are looking at. And the price, even though the price segment may be same, but the products would be quite different. So yeah, we will be able to offer a bouquet of products.
Right. And in terms of any hires required for this?
Actually, not really at this point of time, because there would be a Japanese representative who will be based in Ahmedabad factory. And our current team will be initially handling, but certainly there could be some hires, not at a very high level, but at the factory level, there will be some hires. Yeah, that would be it under JV, definitely.
Sure. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Jalan.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you, participants. We'll take that as a last question for the day. So on behalf of Equirus Securities, we would like to thank management to give us this opportunity to host the call. And thank you, participants, for joining in. Any closing remarks for you from your end, sir?
If you want, if there are too many questions in the queue, we don't mind extending by 10 minutes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
No, sir, I think the question queue has been answered.
Okay,
so any closing remarks from your end?
The closing remark is only this, that we've been talking of this joint venture for more than 10 years, and so finally it happened, and we believe that the opportunities and the possibilities are endless with this joint venture, you know, both for domestic market as well as export market. So we are quite excited about it.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you, everyone. You may now disconnect the call.